It begins with the vote that Senator Warner cast to move forward with the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, which the Congressional Budget Office says will mean 2.5 million fewer jobs in our economy over the next decade as a result of the disincentives to work built into that bill. We know the medical device tax will cost 165,000 jobs. Senator Warner voted against an amendment to repeal that. The Small Business Association, the National Federation for Independent Business, says the health insurance tax will cost, you know, thousands of jobs as a result of it. And so that's a big factor. I think the senators vote for $7 trillion in new debt and nearly $1 trillion in tax increases has killed jobs in our economy. And I also believe that his policies on energy have been harmful to us. And, you know, we need to approve the Keystone XL pipeline, cap and trade legislation, or a carbon tax that he supports would have a devastating impact on jobs here in Virginia, in particular in Southwest Virginia, while also driving up the cost of our electricity bills and price of gas at the pump. So these are policies that need to change. And my agenda calls for lifting the drag of Obamacare off of our economy, unleashing American energy, cutting wasteful spending and getting control of our budget, and also bringing down the highest corporate tax rate in the world and stopping the regulatory onslaught that is killing, in particular, small businesses, but also strangling larger employers with red tape as well.
Mr. Gillespie, if we have time, I'd like to get back to the issue of the Affordable Care Act. But you also mentioned the energy sector, and particularly coal production and coal distribution, which are still a pretty significant chunk of Virginia's economy and jobs, especially in the southwestern part of the state. But Virginia is also home to large population centers, including the Hampton Roads area, that are threatened by rising sea levels caused by global climate change. And the scientific consensus is that that's at least partially caused by the burning of fossil fuels, including coal. So how do you think those conflicting interests between our reliance on coal and the threat of climate change can be managed? Or do you think there's a conflict there?
Well, the fact is, if we shut down our coal-fired plants here in Virginia and across the country, and I've seen estimates that between a third to 50% of our coal-fired plants could be affected by these new rules, we're going to push production overseas to countries like China, India, Indonesia, where they don't have the stringent environmental standards that we have. And the fact is, I don't think it's going to result in reduced emissions. I think it can have a negative impact in that regard. So I think it's a counterproductive policy.
Do you accept that climate change is a problem and that human activity is at least partially causing that? Do you see that as a problem that needs to be dealt with in some way? And if so, how?
Well, there's certainly evidence that supports that, but the policies that that this administration is talking about and that Mark Warner supports would have a negligible impact because of the global impact that I'm talking about of pushing coal-fired plants overseas to where there's less stringent environmental standards. And I think the trade-off in terms of the job loss and the higher costs relative to the benefit is just not worth it.
Well, can I get you to say, though, specifically what you would do? You mentioned that you disagree with what Senator Warner has done and what the new EPA regulations perhaps are proposing. But what would you do other than just not issue those regulations or not, in your view, restrict coal production? What would you do?
Well, a number of things. One, I think that we need to lift the moratorium off of our deep sea coast here in the Commonwealth of Virginia that's been in place since Senator Warner took office. I would fight to move forward with the Keystone XL pipeline. I do not support a cap and trade regime or a carbon tax as Mark Warner does. So some pretty clear differences in terms of our approach to energy policy.
If I could get back to the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare, you mentioned that you believe that is costing jobs. What would you do if under the Affordable Care Act, millions of Americans have signed up for health insurance under that law, and states, not Virginia, but other states, have expanded their Medicaid programs? How do you work that back? What would you do differently if you, as you say, you want to get rid of Obamacare? What would you say to the people around the country who now have health care that did not have health care before? What would you do?
Well, I think there are policies we can put in place. I'm going to roll out a specific plan during the course of this campaign, but I know that we can do better in terms of providing affordable health care that allows us to keep the insurance we like and the doctors that we trust, that won't kill jobs, as we're seeing as a result of Obamacare, and that won't hurt the quality of our care. We can do that through a number of market-based reforms, as well as helping those who have been able to get insurance under Obamacare. But look, the fact is, even under most estimates from the effect of Obamacare, there's still going to be up to 30 million people who remain uninsured as a result of that policy. That was the problem that was supposed to be fixed, and in the meantime, they have disrupted an entire marketplace and caused people who were happy with their insurance to lose it, caused price spikes and higher premium costs. We can do better in terms of making healthcare more affordable, more accessible, more portable with market-oriented reforms that won't have all those negative impacts.
Mr. Gillespie, were you to become Virginia's next senator, that would make it more likely that the Republicans, with some expected wins in other states, might take over the majority in the Senate. Do you see any areas of opportunity that you and a possible Republican majority might take advantage of to work with President Obama, or would Republican control of both houses of Congress mean continued lack of cooperation between the White House and the Congress?
Of course, right now the Senate is a killing ground for good legislation, and we're not seeing much produced there, not seeing much sent to the president's desk. I think a Republican majority would actually result in a much more productive Congress, and we could move bills to the president's desk. I would hope that he would sign them. I think things like I'm talking about in particular, corporate tax reform. You know, we just saw when Medtronic purchased Covidien, an Irish company, Medtronic being a company based in Minnesota, you know, they decided to become an Irish company. Covidien's an Irish company because of the high corporate tax rate, the highest in the land that we have. That's having a very negative impact in terms of our global competitiveness. I would hope that might be something that President Obama would look to work with a Republican Congress on. But it's also true that I think, you know, given the president's policies and the approach that he's taken, that Americans are looking to, and Virginians in particular, are looking to have a check and balance on President Obama and Democrats in Congress, not a blank check for President Obama, which unfortunately Senator Warner has been. He has voted with the president 97% of the time since taking office after telling us he'd be an independent voice for us in the United States Senate. He's not turned out to be the senator he told Virginians he would be. And I do think that people are looking for a change. I've got a positive agenda for economic growth that I believe will resonate very strongly. I know it's resonating very strongly. When I was in Harrisburg on the second day of my economic growth tour, very well received there. It's very well received all around the Commonwealth.
Did you say Harrisonburg?
Harrisonburg, yeah.
Well, Mr. Gillespie, thanks very much for your time, and it was good to talk with you.
Great to talk with you, too. Thanks so much.